Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. On this episode, who do we got with us?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy.
Oh, shit, man. What's up, kid? What's going on over there in Pittsburgh, PA?
Not a damn thing. It was hot and it was cold. So I guess
a sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's cold now.
I hate the East Coast, man. At least we know Arizona's just hot.
But anyway, so and let's get into this topic. Actually, we came very unprepared, which is not very...
I was prepared.
Heidi's got something.
I have a better subject.
Heidi's hijacked the show.
Oh, Jesus.
So what do you got, Heidi? This is going to become...
your fucking kid getting bullied again?
Oh, no.
Timmy, what's your favorite smell and why?
What's my favorite word, bitch?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's my favorite smell?
Yeah, and why?
Ooh.
Ooh, pussy.
Oh my god. You know what? I'm not surprised.
Like, all righty then.
Why? You gotta say why.
Heidi, you ask a stupid question.
I love the way it takes.
Stupid answer.
He's an ID10T.
All right. Well, Saul. All right, Saul. What's your favorite smell?
No, you know what? I was telling Heidi earlier when she told me that the topics, because she kind of spilled the beans on that one. I told her I like the smell of diesel, like the trucks when they go by.
Oh, the exhaust or the fuel?
The exhaust. That smell. You know, when I don't know what it is, man. Like it smells bad. I'm like, I like the smell of it. I don't know. Oh my god,
kind of
stop.
A sulfur smell?
What is Heidi doing with her feet?
I got bug
bites. Disgusting.
It's so bad. It hurts so bad.
Okay.
The smell of the fumes, the exhaust.
Do you know why? It just is a smell.
Maybe. You know, I was thinking about it. I was like, maybe it was because I grew up like close to downtown Phoenix, and you know how like they're in that area, south of it, yeah, there's always
a little
trucks
too close to the freeway.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So I think it's just like a nostalgia type of
your
thing. Yeah, yeah.
The nostalgia.
We're understanding why his growth was stunted.
Exactly.
Why are you picking on the poor guy?
It had nothing to do with me being Guatemalan and actually
maybe.
Oh yeah, I forgot there's that.
That trek through Mexico and all that nasty smell coming through Guadalajara.
What's yours?
What about you, Jeremy?
I would probably say pumpkin pie.
Ooh. No, do you like pumpkin pie?
I love pumpkin pie. It's like my favorite pie. Okay. And the thing is like a lot of people, that's more of a winter Christmas, you know, that pumpkin spice, right? Was it after Halloween? Everybody has pumpkin spice coffee and, you know, whatever, donuts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just seems to me like it's a year round thing. If someone were to bring a pumpkin pie to 4th of July picnic, I would eat it. You know, it's just.
Now, is it the pumpkin or is it like that? What is that crust? The custard, whatever. I don't know what it's called. The smell of that.
Oh, the
what is that called?
Oh yeah, what is that? The
like the crust, the bread part, like the bready part. What is it called?
Not the crust of the pie. No, it's the pie mix itself, but the what do they put in it? It's pumpkin
nutmeg, pumpkin,
cinnamon,
some cinnamon. But it's the nutmeg and
one of those. Yeah, I don't know. There's just. I don't know. That's like the first thing that comes to mind. I'm sure there's probably a couple other things that I really like too, but food.
Food. Yes.
What's yours, Heidi?
The first thing that came to mind when I read it was breastfed baby's breath. And
there's a long pause
breath.
After she said breast.
Yeah.
That's my like, oh my gosh, it's kind of crazy. It's a little crazy.
That's disgusting.
I don't think I've ever smelled the babies.
That's I've never known.
It's not disgusting. There's nothing
fucking
disgusting
gross.
About that
it's fucking
smell.
Gross.
I'm willing to bet that
like a mob thing.
It has to be a breastfed baby. It cannot be a bottle fed, formula fed. It has to be breastfed.
And I'm willing to bet that's all part of the genetics,
maternal
the
instincts.
Instincts. Maybe. Because
a lot of parents like to smell their babies. Like they think like the smell
like
their baby.
I think it's all
maybe
it's instinctual.
Yeah. And
you know,
then puppy's breath is my other one. And puppy's breath, puppies have puppy breath for like 10 to 12 weeks. sometimes Rocco's a little longer than that. And I said puppy, like under 14 weeks old.
Ew.
It changes. The breast changes after that.
It does.
But
thanks.
Yeah. And then when Saul mentioned diesel, I was like, ooh, you know, another one that really strikes home for me is,
Avgas.
Yeah. Aviation
yes.
fuel.
Yes.
Yeah. Big time.
Well, you know what, Jeremy, going back to your, pumpkin pie, I was thinking about it. Like, is there a smell that I like, but I don't like the food? And for me, like, it's not oranges are that. I think the smell of an orange is I like more the smell than I like the actual eating the orange. Yeah.
Yeah. Oranges are a lot of work. I'm that way. I guess mine would probably be apple. I like the smell of apple, but I don't like eating them. It's the texture thing. I don't like the texture of the apple flesh. Actually, you know what? It may actually not even be the apple flesh. It's the skin. I don't know if it's something that the wax or whatever that they put on the outside of the apple now.
You need to wash the apples.
As a kid, I used to eat apples all the time. I didn't think twice about it. But I think now that they
are
waxing them or whatever. Even if you wax them, it's still on there. I mean, you got to like scrub it off. And most people don't do that.
Peel it like a fucking carrot.
I like to peel my apples. Yeah.
So
I guess.
You know what's crazy when it comes to apples? I love eating apples, but I hate like apple pie, apple sauce, anything that's like outside of just a natural apple, I cannot eat that.
I'm not a big apple pie fan.
Yeah, if it's going to be fruit pie, cherry would be way, way ahead of it.
You know what I was thinking on the flip side of this?
Warm apple pie.
Of the conversation?
No.
What's a smell that I hate, but that I love the taste of the food? And asparagus is one of those. Like asparagus, you know, like it's so strong and like, ugh.
I hate the way smell, it smells when you pee.
It tastes so good. Yeah, exactly. No, I don't even like that.
I mean, that might be my favorite smell, like after eating.
Really?
No.
I'm like, you got problems, bro. Like, talking about baby breath, and now you're like,
yeah.
I got piss breath.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I love this. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
What?
Okay.
You're hanging out with Jeremy too much.
What are you talking about?
Actually, you know what? There's one smell outside of what I said before, but I really don't like that smell because it can be a little funky. Cigarette smoke. Somebody lights up a fresh lit cigarette. When I get that first hit, I'm like a crackhead. I'm like, give me that motherfucker.
Jesus.
Give me that cigarette because it's such an awesome smell.
That's a smoker. That's a smoker right there. Because
to this day, when somebody sparks one up and I smell it, cool. But you know what smell I cannot stand is that smell of that when people hotbox in their car and they like the stink of smoke and they walk past me, I want to throw up.
Oh, like a smell like a. Like a what is
smell cigarette? Like an asshole.
Ashtray.
Yeah.
Smell like an asshole.
See that the whole cigarette experience is that to me, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's the first light or if they've been sitting in their car for 5 hours chain smoking, it all has that same.
That's
I know that it's like a disgusting BO with mixture of with gas and it's just it's gross. It's like, why? Oh my god, how could you do like that aviation yourself?
Fuel?
That, do you think that comes from being a kid in your grandparents' house?
I don't know because I don't remember that being a thing.
No.
I used to hate the smell of cigarettes. Like when I was a kid, I hated everything about cigarettes. I used to take my dad's cigarettes and be like, and just break them in half. He used to get so pissed at me. It's weird. I used to hate everything about it, and then started smoking.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Well, next question.
What is your craziest, most interesting relative? Do you have one, Jeremy?
I'm trying to think. I've got a really large family. I mean, my mom was one of 9 kids. So there's a lot of them out there. The problem is I haven't really seen or talked to any of them in like a really long time. So it's kind of hard to.
You don't have a crazy memory or interesting memory with a relative?
You don't want to put it on blast.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of a good one to use for the show that will be like when you change it to interesting, I'm like, okay, well, but then I feel like, okay, if I say one of them is interesting, then I'm leaving the rest of them out. No, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
So maybe we should do this. No, because if we open it up for anything.
Oh, that, you know what?
Next question.
I do. No. Wait.
Oh, why?
Hold on. I got a story. Years ago. Oh, my. This has got to be more than 20 years ago. Oh, my God.
You old.
We went back. So my father's family is from the Indiana, Chicago type area, like Lake Michigan area. Mm-hmm. And we went back there 20 plus years ago for a family reunion. And one of my grandma's uncle's cousins, somebody, I don't even remember how he was related to us, but he was a machinist. He actually made the big machines for like the big diesel trucks and stuff. They were big machines that you would put a piece of metal in it and it would stamp out things.
Oh, okay.
Like bumpers, like the yeah, big bumpers that you see on the back of school buses and stuff. He made the machines that made those. Like, he made all kinds of machines. He made stuff for, is it Echo? The food, like they make spatulas and colanders and strainers and things like that. The kitchenware. Okay. Anyways, he made all these big machines that made all of these metal type equipment. And he made a pretty good living at it. Apparently he traveled all over the place and he collected some of the weirdest things. When we were there, we walked through his house. He had this display case, and inside were little pieces of wood from all over the world. I mean, just some of it was just beautiful. And they were just like little, you know, little coupon, like matchbox sized pieces of wood. And he just had just this, the whole display full of all these different ones with where they were from, what their names were, all that stuff. He collected motorcycles. He collected bicycles. He had tractors, steam powered tractors.
What?
That were like 120 years old.
That's great. He
collected all of this stuff. And it was like, wow. I mean, it was weird, but it's also pretty interesting because, you know, he'd just collect all of this stuff and it all worked, right? All of the motorcycles worked, all the bicycles worked, all the steam tractors worked.
Like just a museum. Like,
holy cow. Yeah, it was like going into an actual museum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to say he died not too much after that. He was pretty old when we were there.
Could you imagine having to be the family member that's got to go through all of
that? Yeah. Pretty cool. Oh, I mean, it's got to be kind of cool in one aspect. You get to see a lot of cool shit.
And to tell you the truth, I'm sure that there, like you said, it was like a museum. I'm sure that if you let me throw this out there. If you are a person like that, where you collect stuff like that, you need to have a plan when you die for that, right? You need to say, all of my bicycles are going to this museum, or all of my, you know, tractors are going to this person that I know will appreciate them as much as I do, right? Because that, like you said, that's got to be rough, dropping that on your daughters or that's your sons lot, to though, say, man, you know, hey, I've got 7,000 bicycles that I have to get rid of.
Oh my God.
How am I going to do that? Right.
But you know what the biggest problem with that is? People don't like to plan their death.
Yeah.
So you know, to get rid of all that and say, I want to do this when I'm going, like, people don't want to do that. Like, I had to fucking, like, finally, like, last time I went home after all this convincing, I mean, my dad finally realized, like, he's not invincible anymore. Right. And he had to come to Jesus moment. Like, they finally did a whole, you know, living will and estate planning and all this, because it's like, dude, like, if you guys drop dead tomorrow, like, you got buildings and this, and, you know, he didn't want to plan his death and he thought it was all bullshit. But then he realized, like, you know what? This makes more sense to do. And you just
step up to that. It's like Jay Leno, right? He's got all those cars. His wife has zero interest in those cars. Right. And
yeah,
he's got his shit all figured out.
Yeah. But, you know,
I don't know.
There's no way a guy like him does it. He's got lawyers upon lawyers that say, hey, dude, you got to do this.
Yeah, they've got accountants and attorneys. Yeah,
I don't know.
They're doing that.
I would have to assume that most all those cars are going to get donated to some car museum.
When you have accountants and attorneys like that, they're figuring all that shit out for you.
Yeah.
And what could be, you know, he'll donate some. He'll probably, you know, to museums. He probably, if I had to guess, maybe even donate some to that Cars for Kids shit to get tax write-offs and help them out. Well, you know, for his estate.
Well, if he's dead, then
his estate.
I don't think he's hurting for money. So
yeah, but you know, or just being a nice gesture, because that they get the car and then I guess they get to write it off and shit.
I mean, like I said, I don't think he has kids. So when he dies, it all goes to his wife. When his wife dies,
well,
I'm sure it's going to get donated to something.
He's got nieces and nephews or godchildren. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Right?
He's
not exactly. I don't think he's one of those public. Here's my everything in the public.
Yeah. So for me, probably the most interesting person I've ever met in my life, in my family, outside, I could say my autistic cousin, because some of the shit that comes out of his mouth, the guy thought he was a fucking transgender for about 4 years. It was fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. He went to college and you know, he's like, I'm Wilhelmina. Oh my God. It was fucking hilarious.
Wilhelmina.
And all my liberal family members were all like, you're not, you know, and they would make fun of him for it. It was fucking hilarious. And now they're like,
you can't say that.
Needless to say, he realized that he's not a fucking girl. But no, probably the most interesting person is my pops, right? Just because of all the stories from, you know, from the time he came over here off the boat to living in New York. The dude ran away to fucking LA, you know, and then he stole. They stole all the fucking furniture from the apartment they had, because they rent him and his best friend. They left New York and went to California when they were like 16 years old. They had their own apartment, everything, right? They stole all the furniture and put it in my uncle's fucking garage. So my uncle almost got arrested for having all the stolen furniture in there. But what's crazy is all the stories. You know what I mean? Like, to this day, even though my dad had a stroke and he fucking could barely talk and he's like Fetterman these days, right? He sounds like him. But
gosh,
his stories have never changed. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you know these stories are real. The genuine. Names don't change. The fucking the time, the place. Like, he can like remember the smell in the air. You know what I mean? So it's like those stories are infamous, man. And it's weird because, like, you don't see a lot of people with those stories anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you can't do any of that shit anymore. Or every memory is on your phone, or it's on Facebook, or you didn't live in the moment, right? You just, I'm in California. I take a million pictures and boom, you know? You know, that, like I told you, like, you know, we were texting the other day, you know, with all the crazy shit going on in Chicago, I texted Nelson. I'm like, fuck, man. I am so glad we got to see that city before they were fucking destroyed. Like, it was kind of fucked up, but the areas that they're fucking up now, no.
We wandered our way into one of the questionable areas in the town. Remember that time we wandered our way and I'm like, bro, we got to get out of here.
Okay, hold on. That's another subject. Come back to that. We're going to come back to that because we have a story about that too.
Oh my God, bro.
If we haven't already talked about it.
Indiana story?
No, St. Louis.
St. Louis, Indiana. Oh dear God,
But that's what I'm saying. Like we did all these trips, right? And we got so many stories, but there's so much, like, I feel like I forgot because we were just driving to get to the next spot. You know, where the drones out, right? I know we have videos of it, but like if I see the video, like, I'll remember it, right? But like this stupid random shit we did, like we legit had the drone follow us in the car. You know what I mean?
Connecticut.
And we were driving like 2 miles an hour. But like on the video, it looked like it's like we were driving 100 miles an hour. But me stepping in the fucking rocks. Remember that, the water?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
And you got me screaming, too. My fucking shoes. Oh. But, like,
All right, Saul, who's your crazy?
You know what I mean? Well, that's what I'm saying.
Obviously, you know, like, I always talk about my mom. So I would say my mom, you know, because, you know, of course. I think she...
The most interesting.
Yeah, I mean, she's was the glue, you know? She was everything. And, you know, her stories, you know? Like Tim says, you know, you remember everything. I was listening to a Christian song earlier today and I'm like, Jesus, I miss my mom, you know? So my mom is, you know, the most interesting person. Comes to a country, doesn't speak the language, you know, working two jobs, raising 10 kids. You know, I've told you guys this story many times. So I would say my mom is the most interesting person.
I have I have one that is like a literal crazy. On my dad's side of the family, we had family that spent time in the loony bin mental institutes. Yeah. Yep. And so literally crazy. But to your point, to both of your points, My dad, you know, I mean, my mom has great stories, but my dad's experiences and the things that he shares with us and the stories he tells, and it's just, you know, well, you guys have had the experience, right? You can laugh and cry all in the same conversation with him, you know, and sometimes laugh with tears, but you know, just,
who's this?
You know, 75 years. He just turned 75 years old Sunday. Oh, 75 God. Years, yeah. My dad. Of memories. What, and of
that was the reason?
No. One of his aunts.
I was like all confused about this.
I said that I have two. I can literally say that there was a crazies because on my dad's side of the family, we had people that were put in mental institutes for crazies, like schizophrenia, crazy shit. The most interesting person that I would say I would know, or the most, would be my dad too. Like, just like,
dude, that motherfucker snuck out some fucking chick. You know what I mean? Out of fucking East Berlin.
Yeah. You know what I mean? How many people do you know help kidnap?
Like he had a hand in bringing down the Berlin Wall. I don't give a shit what they have to say. Without them ever telling a fucking story, I know he had something to do with coming fucking breaking communism. Those fucking guys and their stories. I mean, obviously there was things they left out, right? Because they, you know, they had their own stories they could say. And we're all sitting around. But again, your dad reminds me of my dad. They got stories for fucking days, and they tell it every time they see somebody. Sometimes you want to say, shut the fuck up. But as you get older... I want to hear those stories. When I was younger, I was like, shut up.
But one of the things that I always find interesting about my dad is there's always new stories. Like, you would think that you've heard them all. And then you get sitting down and you start talking, like, to your point, you know, 5 years ago, we're sitting there at his 70th birthday party and listening to his buddies sit with, you know, with him, and they start talking about telling stories. I mean, I didn't know that he helped kidnap a baby out of freaking Germany until they were all sitting together and talking about it. I was like, wait, you did what?
Yeah, well, let's
go through that story, you know? Or so, yeah, there's some that I ask him to retell to people. But then there's just always the new stories too, where it's like, wait, I hold on, I haven't heard this one yet. What tell me,
dude,
about this
the story
one.
About them getting fucking shot at in the fucking war. You know what I mean? He's on the Air Force, he's on the fucking airfield, and they're fucking dodging bullets and shit.
Yeah.
And they're talking about killing Ho Chi Minh Chow and shit like that. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was just a war.
Like, it was, yeah,
no,
well,
but like, you know, but here's right. No, but you know what the difference is? You never really hear people talk about Vietnam. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the fact that they were talking about the war and a lot of their stories, I think your dad saved somebody that got fucking shot or something like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, and that's his business. But those stories, like when you hear them, like you want to sit down and listen and not say a fucking word. Like when there's certain grown folk talking and they're telling stories, like you could tell the people that are bullshit and the people that are real. When you hear the people that are like, you want to listen because it's like you become a sponge. You know what I mean? For like knowledge and just, you know, what was going on. Right. Because these are stories you don't get to hear all the time. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I recently went to in Ohio. They have it's called the MAPS, Military Airplane Preservation Society, has this a museum for like planes from, you know, the wars previous, you know. Spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually pretty cool. You know, you walk in and you see all this, you know, stuff. And they even had like some Soviet engines there showing, you know, how like, and then the, you know, the progress of the from the engine to a jet, you know, jet engines. What are those called?
Turbines.
There you go. Pretty cool, man. And again, it's all this history. And then they had this, like, it was, I guess, a Rotary Club was going to be showing up there like later that day, and they had set it all up. They had a big, I took a bunch of pictures. But to you know, the point everybody's making, you know, you start reading some of these things and some of the stories, you know, cause they have like this everything displayed, you know, this plane was the plane that did this, you know, dropped this bomb or whatever, you know, I'm like, wow, this, you know, pretty freaking crazy. But to your point, Tim, you know, we're repeating these stories, telling these stories is important for the next generation, preserving that memory. And even at a micro level, you know, I know when I used to have conversations with my mom was one of those people that she never liked coming out on camera. She just hated it. So like, I remember when my brother came home one day with like, you know, a camcorder and she never wanted to be in it. And when we were reviewing these, like she was hardly ever in any of these because she just avoided the camera. And I was like, you know, she's got all these stories and I want to preserve some of that. And I did. I started recording my mom, like, and her telling her story. And I would not interrupt her. And I even didn't even tell my siblings that I'm recording a lot of these conversations. And some of them, you know, would show up. It wasn't until my mom passed away that I was like, by the way, guys, FYI, I recorded a lot of these conversations just to have. And so, you know, as she progressively got, you know, worse and worse, you know, when you get used to how they are, you forget how they were and how alive they were. And so when I started recording those conversations, it was 10 years prior to her, you know, finally passing away. And when you hear these conversations and she's lively and she's, you know, how she was. And, you know, I remember when I first showed it to my brothers, sister, everybody's crying because, you know, it's like, you remember my mom. So you preserve those memories and that's a good thing. That's what we should do. And that's why I like to visit these museums and I'll buy, you know, memorabilia from them because, you know, we say this all the time. Those who forget their history are prone to repeat it. And so it's good to continue to remember him.
You got to know your history. And, you know, and I've brought this up numerous times when we, you know, about when we used to do that mentoring program and I used to ask those kids, what are your favorite subjects? And they'd all say, I love math, science, English. And I'm like, and they're like, I said, what's the one you hate? Oh, I hate history. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, oh, I'm like, history is the most important one, son. I'm like history is doomed to repeat himself if you don't understand it. And I'm like, and I'm sure as shit, man. Here we are. I feel like we're reliving a really bad part of history. You know what I mean? We're in the beginning stages of something that was really bad, and you're just like,
oh. I started doing this because you know you know like how when we used to travel, we would go to places. You know, you want to visit, you know, landmarks and shit like that.
What the fucking Cheers? We walked to Cheers.
I like Cheers over here, but
that was fun. That was fun. Yeah.
But like. I think as I, the older I get, the more I'm like, you know what? No. So I started, you know, going into these, you know, saying, you know what, this is actually important and, you know, visit places that people have kind of tried to preserve. And so that we can remember.
Eventually these places are going to be gone. Right. Or it's going to be wiped away and it's going to be a picture of fucking Dylan Mulvaney.
You know,
instead of fucking
exactly. You know, for me, like even when I went to that museum and they had the engines of even Soviet Union planes displayed. Right. You know, and so think about the mentality that this generation has when they want to destroy statues that preserve history, right? That are in place. Think about those people who want to destroy those statues. Whereas our previous people generations would try to preserve that because again, even though they played a role, right? They did play a role in the forming of the country, and to remove them removes the knowledge about them. It's like people who want to say, well, you know what? Let's remove all evidence of Hitler. So that, you know, it's like, why? Like we should remember not him and honor him, but we should remember him and what he did and what humans are capable of for that reason. Not because, you know, he's not worth it, but it's because history is worth it for the sake of history.
Talking with Heidi, I would like to get my mom and dad to come into the studio and just talk through their lives, right? Talk about themselves, talk about their parents, right? Because that's the generation that, you know, for like, my nieces and nephew, might like to hear the story of grandma and grandpa at some point. So I think I would like to do that. I know you started doing it with your mom with video and everything, but I think just to, you know, sit them down and let them talk for 30 minutes, an hour, or just however long they really want to talk about their childhood, their mom, their dad, even if they remember their grandparents, right? Like I think my great grandparents came here from Germany, right? So it'd be nice to have that far back, right? You know, we came here.
When did they come from Germany? What year?
I don't remember. It was before World War II. Okay. Yeah, it was before the wars.
Oh, so they came here pre-World War I.
No.
I don't know. It was definitely before World War II, though. I don't remember
Oh,
I don't remember. I don't remember. See, that's where I would like my dad to step in and my, you know, my mom to step in and fill in any of those blanks. Gaps that they can.
You know, yeah. What, Jeremy, like after I had shown, you know, my sisters, one of my sisters comes up to me and she's like, because again, you know, the trouble with, cause when I was going to make the, you know, the video for her funeral, you know, I couldn't find much videos of my mom. And I showed them the recordings. I said, you know what, guys, because my sisters are like that as well. You know, some of them, they don't want to be in video. They don't want to be in pictures and, you know, they don't want to talk. And I'm like, you don't do it for you. You do it for your kids because your kids are going to want to remember you. And it, regardless of what you look like, regardless of what you sound like, your kids are going to want to remember. And my sister's like, you know what, you make such a great point. And so from that, I think I talked to her recently and she's like, from that point on, she has been, you know, recording herself and, you know, so that her kids have that. Cause, you know, again, you know, hindsight is 2020. We look back and like, man, it would have been nice to have, you know, this memory or this, or my mom in this picture here, you know? So, and it was, I knew my mom, like I said, she didn't like coming out in videos when she was younger. So, you know, do it for your kids, you know?
Yeah.
If that,
for sure.
You know, it's crazy because I'm not a big fan of, ironically, I'm not a big fan of being on fucking camera, pictures, videos, but I do a podcast, I fucking MC, I DJ, all that shit, whatever. I do everything that you're not supposed to do.
We have enough video of you, Tim, to have, you know.
Yeah, nobody
but you know what's crazy? No, but you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Just kidding. You know who has the most pictures of me? You.
Yeah.
From all this shit. That is probably the most amount of pictures
video I've
ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Like that, like, and that's real talk, right? Because I mean, you got me in front of fucking Mount Rushmore. We're doing fucking drone videos, doing the Trump thing, the white supremacist fucking thing. You know what I mean?
The OK sign.
You know,
you gotta say the OK sign because people think like
the OK sign. The OK sign. The Illuminati sign. But it's a fucking trip, man. Because it's like, because I'm on that trip and I'm like, all right, fuck it. This is part of my fucking autobiography. You know, if I die or something like that, you know. Like, these are memories for me.
Like, this is funny, but, you know, this where it's a condition that I have. I'm going to use that condition. I'm impaired. We dedicated an episode on this, on aphantasia. And I, for a long time, I was wondering, why did I develop this, liking to recording memories and preserving memory like that? Because I do like to go back and I do like to go revisit and remember, because that's how I remember. Like, yes, I remember details. Like if you tell me, well, what do you, you know, I'll remember, but I can't see it. I can't visualize it. I can't. And so I think that's why I've developed this, you know, like for this. And so, you know, I know you've mentioned it and a couple other people have mentioned it, you know, in the trips that we took with the mutual friends that we have, who have like, oh my God, bro, put the camera down. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but
until you have actually got on a trip with this motherfucker.
Well, like I have no idea.
You have no idea. But yeah. I will say this. When you see the finished product, you're like, it was worth it. Mm-hmm. Right.
But you also have to be careful, Saul, that you don't lose the moment because you're trying to record the moment, right?
Seen
you still
it,
have
seen
to
through
be
the,
there. You still have to enjoy, you know, you don't want to make it a job and then miss what actually is going on.
Absolutely right. Yes.
What, like me running across fucking Sioux Falls trying to chase a drone because the wind took it down?
So
breaking them off.
And then there are some memories that we record or people record that get plastered out there on the depths of the internet. And Saul, this is probably a good time for you to play the video that I sent you, the TikTok video that I sent you.
All right. Oh no.
So that we can, the new trend that's out there on TikTok, it just kind of feeds like, there are some things that you may not want to record and stick out there for the world. Uh-oh. I've not seen this video yet. I've heard about the trend. And so I'm hoping that it truly does tie this videoing and memory.
Present here your screen. So you're going to have to describe it for the listeners because they're not going to be able to see
the video.
Yeah.
We'll watch the TikTok video first and then we will probably, because I have not seen, again, none of us, we're all seeing the same TikTok for the very first time. I will say,
well, how did you hear about it?
So in the meantime, fruit roll-ups are flying off the shelf. They're almost impossible to find in the grocery stores.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Taking a fruit roll-up and put it around a and then give it a because I did that last week and it was the most fun I've ever given. And then tell me why this just showed up on my doorstep from the guy that I gave the to.
Oh no.
Costco size roll up
No.
So apparently women are putting fruit roll ups around men's penises and providing them with a blowjob.
That's what you call it.
And the woman is talking about. And then she says, you know, that the guy she did this for delivered her a case of Costco.
So I remember
box of fruit roll ups. But apparently they're really hard to find right now in grocery stores.
Oh, wow.
Because of this trend. The shortage is going around. Oh,
that's not a new trend.
It's
I mean, I've never had it done, but people have used them in the past or given a blowjob with Jolly Ranchers and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. I remember back when I was in high school, Pop Rocks was the thing.
Pop Rocks was
Oh my
Jolly
God.
Jolly Ranchers giving a blowjob with a Jolly Rancher?
She would eat the Pop Rocks
in their mouth.
And then do it, and you would feel the actual pop.
And, so, hey, Jeremy, did you ever get a blowjob with Pop Rocks?
No.
He bought Pop Rocks, or maybe somebody else. How did we get Pop Rocks in
that?
I think we bought it for the girls because they never had it.
They were sitting next to the bed forever. They were.
This conversation just took a freaking nosedive.
Freaking. Yeah. All right. Next subject on your list here.
My God.
Did everybody say what they were going to say?
It says my last question was the craziest thing on your bucket list. And I know we've talked about bucket lists in the past. And Timmy's like, I don't have one. Well, if you haven't thought of one since then, I don't know what to say. You're going to just have to sit there and look pretty.
Jerking off with a noose.
So
what?
All right.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
I'm like, that is absolutely the craziest shit on a bucket list. That is, yeah.
I think the craziest.
I want to have sex. I know. You know what the craziest shit I want to do is? I want to have sex in this period. Decade. I want to have sex while skydiving.
What? I don't think you can do that.
I can go on their back and they can. Why?
He's gonna doggy style it with. I don't think it works that way, but
all right.
No,
all
like
right,
an actual bucket list thing, like
an actual bucket list. Okay, an actual bucket list.
I think we talked about this couple. We did this not too long ago. What? Bucket list stuff. Maybe it was a while ago, a couple of years ago, maybe. But mine was go to Mars. Right? That would be great. And I think that's.
I wouldn't gotten there yet.
Strange, because. You go, you don't come back, right? And you are most likely going to die.
I would go to die.
My thing is, they haven't even tried it yet. Like, how can I be on a bucket list for something that you can't even do?
Bucket list, they're supposed to
be here. It'll be here before
50 years before I die. So,
oh bullshit! You'll be dead in like fucking 15.
What?
What?
Well, you're like 50, not nice. 65. Oh, all right, 25, 30 years.
No. I'll make
a realistic bucket list that you can do now. That's something that's a what if.
I want to do shrooms. That's on my bucket list.
Actually, you know
if
what?
If it becomes legal, I think we did talk about this, Jeremy. No,
I don't care if it's legal or
marijuana.
Not legal. I want to do shrooms.
Go to Colorado. You can do shrooms in Colorado. Psychedelics is actually becoming a big fucking thing.
I can't do it while I have children PTSD. Under my roof. My kids have to be adults. They can't.
So, what is it? Ayahuasca or something like that?
Oh, I've heard about this.
I want to do that. I want to do that.
Talks about it.
Yeah, I want to go down to like South Central America, like a Costa Rica, you know, go to a medicine man, you know, one of those tribes that fucking specialize in that shit. Like, talk about exercising demons and whatnot. That shit, you come back a different person.
Like, I think it was Vice who did a documentary on that.
That might actually be a bucket list is actually to do that.
Interesting.
Ooh, yeah. Drugs. I don't know if that's the craziest one, but I that's definitely
not craziest, but it's up.
I think I speak for all the members of the Salty Show that we would like you to go away and come back a different person.
No.
Wow. Go exercise your demons.
No bullshit. So check this out. So I realized like I did learn a couple little interesting things during leadership training, right? I mean, there were some beneficial things, except for the person, you know, leading it. She was a crazy person. But some of the techniques and some of the things they say, you know, made some sense. So I was like, you know what? When I go back to work, I'm going to try something. I'm going to stop. I'm going to give, you know, 5%. I'm going to give 5% of my energy into this, right? Because you know me, I do bare minimum. I don't put my efforts into most things, right? I get by and I do okay. So I don't need to really try. But I'm going to try. And I was sitting there talking to another manager and I was being nice. And she's like, stop being condescending to me. Well, that's not being nice. She's like, no, you're being condescending. I said, why? So you think that you'd rather me say, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about. She's like, yes. She's like, then I know you're not fucking. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm being nice.
You made your mark. People are it's too late. You're being condescending if you're being nice. You can't.
You spoiled the pot already. You can't undo it.
Yeah.
This is why I did fucking shrooms. I come back a different breed. Like, who the fuck is this guy? He's a dick.
Yeah.
He's going to have to try that in his next life. I mean, next job.
Nah. Nice. Nah. Hey, I'm getting shit done, man. Somehow I got fucking.
Saul hasn't answered the question yet.
Yeah, what's your craziest thing on the bucket list?
You know, I, to Jeremy's point, you know, I did, you know, if there is a trip to out of this planet, I would take it in a heartbeat. But
yeah, I mean, even space station or something like that, right?
I want to go to space station.
The moon. I mean, the moon is.
I go to the moon,
but it's a lot more likely than Mars, but still.
More maybe reasonable and doable would be, you know, going up to, you know, as far north as I can to see the aurora borealis.
Not the necessarily northern lights.
Yeah, see the northern lights. That's something that I really want to experience.
Aren't you going to do that, Heidi?
I'm going to see the northern lights in July.
Where?
Iceland.
Oh, so you are going to see that. Is that the farthest north you can go? I think there are cruise ships that take you a little bit further north.
I'm doing a cruise and we're going to be we're going to be going all the way around Iceland. It's like 8 days or whatever. I leave on the second. We get on the boat on the third.
Who's the cruise with? I think I saw
Viking.
Those.
Viking. No.
Let me see.
And it's adults only. So there's no one under the age of,
You're going to see some weird shit on there. You're going to see some old people fucking
so
on them.
So cool. I'm super excited about this.
So I did see somebody that I'm friends with on Instagram. I used to be cool with her, but, you know, politics got in the way. she went to Antarctica with her friends. And I was going to comment and be like, that's pretty dope, but isn't that boat, like, destroying the glaciers? And I was going to talk some mad shit about climate change. But, dude, I mean, because you had to take, like, 3 planes and then go on a boat. And you know what I mean? So you're destroying the environment, right? Climate change.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking liberals. But dude, the pictures were unbelievable, man. I'm like, I would definitely go check out Antarctica. Yeah.
So you hear about the northern lights. Is it the same scenario for the southern?
Never heard of it.
I don't think so. I think it's
you never hear about it.
I don't think you can travel that into that, right?
You can go to Antarctica. We did a story about a city that had like super
walked on glaciers and everything.
It would be called the Southern Lights.
You had to have your appendix removed before you could go to the.
Yeah, you remember that story?
Remember that was in Antarctica,
Australia. Yeah. You could see the Southern Lights from Australia.
So there are such thing as Southern Lights.
Are they like?
I would assume so. I mean, they're the same phenomenon happens on the North and the South Pole, right? Yeah. It's not like it's same.
You have the
there's any pole difference, right?
So you do realize it's a fucking circle, right? So maybe it's just a.
What are you talking about?
What
the Earth? The fucking globe, right?
So, the Earth's flat. What are you talking about?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
All right.
Flat Earth.
Did everybody answer?
Do with the gases or something in the skies or the.
That's the cow farts.
No. It's the Earth's magnetic field. Yeah. And it's.
All right. One more.
This was actually a lot more upbeat, I got to say. You know, we're not talking about AI destroying the world, fucking Trump fucking getting indicted, fucking Dylan Mulvaney being a fucking kook.
Okay. I'm just curious, and I don't even know if I won't really want the answer, but I'm going to ask anyways. What's your most embarrassing moment from your teen years?
Oh, man.
I had to wear braces as a kid, and I had headgear. And they told me I had to wear the headgear 24/7 at some point. And I would take it off to go to school. Well, one day I thought I was going to be brave and wear it at school. And I had to do a Spanish project where I had to speak about this topic in Spanish in front of the class. And I had my headgear on. So I'm standing, I get up in front of the class and I'm standing there. And I start to feel my nerves kicking in. And tears start to well up in my eyes because I'm like scared. I've got to get the words out. I know I can do this, right? And the tears start in my eyes cause my nose to start running. And I'm standing in front of the class blowing snot bubbles.
Oh no.
Out of my nose, bawling and drooling because I couldn't get anything to function right with the headgear on.
Oh,
and
my God.
Without a doubt, the most embarrassing. it was horrible. I ran out of the class. I turned. Just looking at me as I'm crying, and I just turned and ran out of the classroom. I couldn't.
Everybody was crying with you, crying of laughter.
Yeah,
though.
With laughter, exactly.
That's funny. All right, I got a couple.
You wrote the short bus.
I may have told you guys this one, but I don't know if I've said it on the podcast. But this is a true story. So it was I'm gonna think maybe fifth, sixth grade, maybe even younger. So maybe not necessarily teenagers, but this is like one of those that just marked me, you know, like those moments that just
scar you for life.
Yeah. So it was Valentine's Day. And I remember, you know, the teacher saying, okay, because, you know, you got to give out cards to the rest of the kids. Right. And so I remember I go home and I'm like, Mom, I need to get, you know, Valentine's cards. My mom's like, what? And so I'm like, yeah, because, you know, trying to explain. Right. But in my mind, I had already thought, okay, I had a girl in mind who I was going to give, you know, the best Valentine's. I was going to write a poem. I was going to do like amazing shit on this freaking Valentine's card. Right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So, you know, I'm at the store with Mom and like, I think we're like at some whatever thrift store or whatever. And I'm trying to find, you know, adequate or good Valentine's card. Again, I'm a kid. And Mom's like, no, these are cheaper. You're going to get these, whatever, you know? I'm like, God damn it. All right, I'll make it work. So,
I'll make it work. I got this.
So I remember, you know, I feel that everybody's, you know, whatever, you know, Jeremy's, whatever, here. So-and-so here. I don't care, you know, I like feel that. However, when I got to hers, you know, and by the way, this girl's name was Cassie. I got to Cassie's card and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. And I remember I started writing. I'm like, oh, this one looks like shit. Rolled it up in a ball and threw it away. I'm like, okay, next one. So I filled that out on me like five, 10 of these till finally I got to the one that I liked. And, you know, I'm waiting for the next day. Finally, the next day comes and it's time to exchange cards, right? So I'm, you know, passing out the cards. Everybody was doing this, you know, in the classroom. I don't know if you guys ever did this in school, but you know, yeah. We did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, no. So whatever, everybody gets theirs. And then I approach her, right. And I have my card and I give it to her. And, you know, I'm thinking, expecting, you know, again, this is the first like crush that I had and I was literally crushed. So she comes in, she gives me the card and the card she had for me. And it was like, whatever. I don't remember what it has, some dumb shit. And I opened up the card and it said, Happy Valentine's Nausen. She had spelled my name Nausen. Nausen. Because that's how, you know, that's how people pronounce it. So she, Nausen. And I'm like, this bitch, I turned around. I'm so angry and livid. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I felt like taking that card out of her head. I'm like,
you're crushed.
No, I'm shocked you did it. Destroyed. I'm actually shocked you did it.
No, I didn't. No, I was like, oh no. So she read a poem, an original poem by yours truly.
Out loud?
No, she didn't read it out loud. But you know what I mean.
Like, what did she say? Okay, so
I don't remember what I wrote. Yeah.
Yep. What? What was her reaction to the card?
She didn't care. Like, as I'm telling you, in my mind, I had dreamt about this moment. You know what I mean? Like, in my mind, I had hyped it up. And I knew
like she had the 80s moment in your head. Yeah. I had every 80s moment from every 80s rom-com. Exactly. No wonder why you don't like rom-com. You know,
I had basically the exact opposite experience as you did.
Oh,
he's got the jukebox.
I remember
over
it was... it was like second or third grade, like real early on. And I didn't really understand or know or care about what Valentine's Day was, right? I was a kid. No, I didn't care. But I do remember this girl in the class came up to me and said, "Would you be my Valentine's?" I'm like, "Sure, why not?" Right. Well, not being a kid and not really understanding what that meant, right? We would go to the store and get those little paper Valentine's, whatever. And we would just hand them out to everybody in the class. Well, when she got her just the same little card that everybody else in the class got,
she
lost her shit on me. I'm an 8-year-old going, what did I do? What's going on? Oh yeah, she was so mad. You were my Valentine and you were supposed to get me something special. And
oh, she was demanding. Oh no.
Oh yeah. I was just like, what? Because I had no clue what Valentine's Day was, you know, supposed to be or whatever.
Is that the chick you wound up marrying later in life?
No, God no. I haven't seen her since that grade, probably. I drove her out of the school, apparently.
Oh, but, no.
Yeah, and the same thing, kind of like the same lines, right? Probably that same year. You know how, like, some of the cards were, you know, like, be my Valentine or, you know. And then there's, those are for, like, the girls. And then there's, like, the generic ones that you're supposed to give to the guys, right? Well, I had no idea. I just randomly put names on them, started handing them out. So the other guys in the class, the other boys in the class,
you know how I know you're gay,
would come up to me afterwards because we would do the exchange, right? Everybody would have the little box in front of their
desk.
Everybody
would
put them on there. And so we would just hand them out to everybody. And then, like, after a little while, the other boys are coming up to me going, why do you want me to be your Valentine? Yeah, I'm just like, what is going on? And so I guess that's my, at least my hatred of Valentine's Day to this day. Yeah.
Mom and Dad out there, because we know you listen to this, you have failed your son miserably.
Your son is miserably.
He is broken because of your failure to teach.
All right, Timmy, what's your most embarrassing moment?
I don't have embarrassing moments.
Liar!
Liar! First of all, you know why I have embarrassing moments?
He has no shame because he has no shame.
Exactly. I do so much dumb shit that I'm just like, whatever.
Liar.
You know what I mean? No, seriously.
You know what? I'm muting you.
No, but seriously. I've done so much dumb shit that it ain't embarrassing. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like... There's nothing that I'm just like, man, I'm so fucking
embarrassed. We have time for one more since Tim's being a...
No, I'm being douche. Dead honest. I mean, douche. I could talk about fucking getting rejected. Dude, I used to have so much confidence or fucking like bad confidence. I used to go up to... Dude, I tried getting with false every confidence. Fucking girl, all that shit. But dude, but you know what's crazy? Girls my age, like the girls in my grade, nah. The girl, like the hot girls that were great underneath, oh, bro. Like people are like, how the fuck you get these girls? I'm like, I don't know.
What happened? Your standards, you have ridiculous standards.
No, I think honestly, I think just getting rejected so many fucking times is I finally just got tired of fucking getting rejected. To be honest with you, even though I've dated like mostly good looking fucking girl, you know, I've had some dogs, but mostly good looking ones, right? I mean, I wouldn't say complete dogs, but you know, some of the ones
there were a couple there that way. I'm messing with you, brother.
But nothing. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I'm looking for that wow effect. You know what I mean? Like,
that's never gonna happen.
This ain't a relationship thing.
No stories. Wow. Okay.
No, I mean, because I've done so much dumb shit that most people would be embarrassed by that. Whatever. I mean, I got thrown in a fucking locker and they locked it on me and I got out and I fucking pants the fucking kid. You know what I mean? In the middle of the fucking.
Oh my God.
You know? I mean, I've had my friends take my book bag when I was a fucking seventh grader. I had every book and binder in there, nerdy looking kid. And they took, he's like, "Hey, what's up, dude?" And they took my backpack, threw it over. I fell flat on my face.
Tell us about that that picture, Jaeger Bomb's picture. That
the Jaeger Bomb? Oh, the one with me and all my homies.
You're so tan. You guys look like a cast from the.
Jersey was every Boys. Day. But that was every Jersey Shore. Yeah. I mean,
Jersey Shore.
That was every day, man. I mean, in the summer, I used to work all day and then we play handball from sun up, sun down on the weekends and shit like that. And at night and whatnot. So we were always at the park playing handball. So we were always out. We weren't inside except for in the winter. Like even as young adults, we were always outside.
So that right? wasn't a spray tent, is what you're saying?
No, that was real, dude. That was just, that's all natural, bro. I've never spray tanned or any of that shit. That's all, like, that was my natural skin for a long time. And then, like, I would just get, like, ever since I moved to Arizona, because all I do in Arizona is stay inside, I got, like, pale as fuck, man, like Dracula. Yeah. Like, I never had a sunburn until I moved to Arizona, like, a year later and went in the sun. Yeah, never had a sunburn. No, that's a lie. It's a lie. I got sunburned bad once, and that was when
you look pretty sunburned in that picture, man. You look pretty sunburned in that picture.
That wasn't some. No, that was all. That's all natural skin.
That was all Jaeger bombs.
My cousin's got pictures of me of when I was a little kid coming out here, and I was like, we were at some cabin in Roosevelt Lake, and I was shooting pool, dude. I mean, I was brown as fuck. Like, I look like I was like from Sinaloa.
Yeah.
Like, that's how brown I was.
All right. Hmm. No embarrassing moments. Okay. We'll find one. We'll give you one day. Yeah, right.
Now we're going to be on a mission.
Yeah. All right, Heidi, what else do you got? One more.
One more. What's the last thing that made you laugh? What's the last thing that made you laugh the hardest?
Well, yeah, so we watched the new Burt Kreischer show, Razzle Dazzle, and that was pretty funny. That's probably the last time I laughed, like, out loud, side-hurting kind of laugh.
He does that with that kind of stuff for me. Like, I do that with family moments. Like, remember when I was on the couch? It happens so often, at least once a month, I would say. I laugh to the point of crying. Yeah. Cannot breathe crying. And it's because I'm funny or because Jeremy's funny or because the kids are funny. But it's like real life family stuff that just has me laughing till I'm crying and not able to breathe.
Those are the best. Those are the best.
Yeah. And once a month, at least once a month, I get that pleasure and joy.
It's important. You need that. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, as much as I'm always serious and grumpy and everything, I watch so much comedy and I laugh all day long or like, you know, on the weekends and whatnot. I watch so much shit that I laugh.
What's the last thing you watched that made you laugh like that?
Fuck. It was just recently. Oh my God. Oh, just over the weekend, I watched something. I forget what it was, but it was fucking hilarious. But one of the things that I can actually remember, like, vividly laughing the entire time was watching that stupid Her movie with the fucking... I was busted up.
You're laughing at moments that are not supposed to be funny. You're just cracking up.
Right, that's the problem. Like, the fucking thing, like, taking over his life and crashing the car into the Apple store and everything. Like... I just fucking left my ass off.
Remembering, I think the last time I was around Jeremy when he was laughing hysterically out of control was when we did that. What was that guy? Leroy Jenkins. Remember that episode?
Jeremy could not stop laughing.
I think there's been a couple of times on the podcast where we had to actually stop because everybody was just rolling on the ground. It's like, all right. We'll get back to that in a second.
I remember that with
him. Tim watching Charlotte. Timmy watching Charlotte open the blinds.
That shit had me dying because it's so random.
Just in tears laughing. And the rest of us like, it's a cat opening blinds. Like,
but you just see this tiny ass cat going up to these blinds and just like, what's up, bitch? Boom. And then just like looking through it. Yeah. He closed it. Nosy ass. Cat goes back. Fucking.
He's like, who's outside? All right.
Yeah, but you just see this little tiny port. There's like, boop.
Yeah. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you call a Tyrannosaurus Rex that sells guns? A small arms dealer.
But
I
heard that from a waitress at a restaurant we were at over the weekend told me that one. I was like, oh, okay. That's a dead.
Hold on. I sent Saul one of these. Hold on. This was fucking hilarious. Hold on.
Emma.
What?
Why did the trans man only eat salad?
He was a... I don't know.
Because he was a herbivore.
A herbivore.
A herbivore.
Yeah.
Right, oh, dude, that, but that's what I'm saying. I laugh every day because I get stuck on these Instagram reels, man. And I'm scrolling. I send these motherfuckers so many reels because I just get stuck and I'm like, this shit's hilarious. But I'm sure it's like really not that funny to most people, but I'm just in one of those fucking like sick modes of like how a lot of this shit's funny. Whatever.
Heidi, when was the last time you laughed?
To the point of tears? Was it last week?
I don't remember.
We were Jonica and Kelly.
It would have been,
yeah. Yeah, we were with Jonica and Kelly and we were talking about something random. So it's been within the last week to 2 weeks at the most. It just tears of laughter. But like I mean, it's if I once a month is rare. It's usually more often than that I find things very funny. And I find if people are constantly negative or down, Timmy and I were talking about this today, actually. He called me earlier and we were talking about the podcast and I'm
no,
like,
no, we were not talking. We were talking about
other stuff.
First.
No. I know, but I'm saying, but nobody gives a shit about your fucking roof. In the conversation, we were talking about the podcast and I made the comment to him about, he asked if I was going to be on the show and I'm like, yeah, I should be able to be there. And I was like, whoa, wait, what's the topic first? Because there's enough negativity or enough whatever that sometimes I just need to laugh. And so I try to be around people that do that. Right. And there are a lot of times I laugh at myself. It's true. I'm definitely poor Jeremy. I laughed one time so hard within the last month. We were in the truck and I was laughing so hard I couldn't breathe. And I had tears pouring down my face. My nose is running. The girls are looking at me like, what is wrong with her? Because I could not stop laughing. I couldn't breathe. It's pretty regular that I'm doing that.
Which is younger, good. You have to. You
when
have
I was younger
to.
With my family, I think those were the, you know, just doing random shit. And I think I used to laugh more often when I was younger. Not that I don't laugh, you know, I do, but I think I remember a lot of younger, when I was younger, that we just did stupid shit and be
you didn't
laughing
have any worries,
with.
Bro. There was no Maybe. Worries.
Maybe.
But I think you have to find it with all the worries in the world now. I Nelson, there's been times that Saul has had me laughing to the point of crying.
Stories.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. Even on the podcast, just pouring tears, laughing. So
you know
hard
what we should do is on one of the episodes, but it's this could require so much work. Is actually go down memory lane on some of our episodes,
a little bit like a blooper reel.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just to tell the stories even all over again, we don't even have to cut them in. Just to tell the stories again. I remember the one where I shared my most humiliating adult moment when I had the diarrhea accident in Las Vegas.
What? You shit your pants?
We did it on the free. I told you guys about podcast. Yeah,
I remember.
But the short bus story, with Saul,
taking a shit in South Dakota with the fucking,
oh my gosh, the guy
the
pooping
Amish.
In the Safeway when you had to go
yes,
to the Safeway.
Backwards, that guy. Oh my God.
While
dude,
you're in the
traumatic.
Safeway.
That was not even funny to me.
Shit in the fucking urinal.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was scary.
We definitely could definitely do.
No, but yeah, I think so what scared funny. Me the most is because that guy kept coming in and he kept being like, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm like, busy. Bro, like, I'm still here. Fuck, man, that traumatized me a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Apparently.
Exactly, Tim. I should not have looked.
It's like a fucking murder scene.
The wall was like,
dude, did I ever tell you the story of the time I shit on the wall by accident?
No, what? Okay, stop. What?
At work.
What?
At work.
He's lying. You're lying.
I'm dead serious.
All right, guys, it was a good show. I'm gonna chop it up.
Did you call the guy real quick?
We need to do this more often. Just good time talking, chuckling, having a good
Me
time.
Me too. I say this all the time. I I'm open to this. We can do politics, like, because we say we talk about everything, so we should mix it up. So. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. But give us a follow on the social medias. I think we're just on Tinder.
Tinder.
The whole crew.
No, we're on Instagram. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all on the next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
See ya.
Lick the world.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
the
Salty Show
.com.